News Talk on demand. Interruption-free audio, where you want it, when you want it.
I'm John Gormley. Good to have you here. Happy Tuesday. Beautiful looking day around Saskatchewan. And perhaps yesterday's cold day and wind might have been the last cold days in a really long-dragging April thus far. We're nearly at mid-month and still a lot of snow around. Temperatures will begin to warm now, and before you know it, the kind of spring you deserve will be here. Well, just given the context, and this is my fifth full week of doing the radio show out of my house, we've talked about COVID-19 virtually every moment. There have been very few stories that aren't related to the pandemic, but this is one of them, and I'm delighted that we have a chance now to revisit this. It is called the Theodore case. First of all, you know Saskatchewan and Alberta have public and separate or Catholic schools. You might not know, but you probably do as a parent, these schools are publicly funded. In other regions of the country, it's not that way. So we have publicly funded Catholic schools, we have publicly funded public schools. Why is it called the Theodore case? Well, back in 2003, in the little town of Theodore, northwest of Yorkton, you've got a public school division that's going to close down the little public school in Theodore because there just isn't enough enrollment. The parents get involved, they form a new Catholic school division, take over the school, and it's reopened as St. Theodore. It's a Catholic school, even though just one-third of the kids at school are Roman Catholics. So by the time this ends up in front of Queen's Bench Justice Donald Lay in 2017, there are only 9 Catholic kids attending St. Theodore. Mr. Justice Lay, in a very long and complex ruling, rules in favor of the public schools of Saskatchewan by saying it is unconstitutional for the province to pay Catholic school divisions for non-Catholic students. Now, you can only imagine the ramifications. There are kids who go to Catholic schools who aren't Catholic. So then Premier Brad Wall announces the province is going to use the notwithstanding clause, which, as you know, overrides a decision of the courts finding that rights have been violated. The case then goes to the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal. Late March, the Court of Appeal reverses the Queen's Bench decision, strikes it down. So, do we just go back to the way the system's always been? Well, the public schools have announced they are now going to seek leave to the Supreme Court of Canada. And I say seek leave because there's no automatic right of appeal in a case like this. The Supreme Court doesn't hear every case that goes to it, but you take a leave application, it grants leave to appeal in cases that raise an important point of law or cases that are of public importance. So the public schools of Saskatchewan will see if the Supreme Court will grant leave, and from there, the case will either fold or it'll end up in the highest court of the land before the 9 Supreme Court justices. So let's talk to the 2 organizations and people most directly involved. Norm Dre is the executive director of the Public Schools of Saskatchewan. Tom Fortosky is with the Catholic School Boards Association. We start with Mr. Dre, who we find in Saskatoon today. Norm, thanks for taking our call and appreciate you being here.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, why this attempt to bring it to the Supreme Court of Canada?
Well, I just want to take a bit of a historical perspective on the ruling, if I could, for a minute. It was never our preference to take this case to court. The Theodore school closure that you referred to was a legitimate decision of a public board. It was done according to all the laws and all the rules that were passed at that time. And it was an appropriate action by a school board. The local community tried a number of ways. They appealed to the school board. They appealed for public support. There was a number of ways. Their last resort was to form a Catholic school division and reopen the school as a Catholic school. Our organization, did not feel that that was appropriate at that time. So we went to government, talked to government, and said, we need some clarification on the mandate of Catholic schools. And the quickest and easiest way to get that is with a constitutional reference. The Calvert government in 2004 approved that. There were questions for the constitutional reference were outlined in 2005, approved by cabinet. And then some lobbying occurred behind the scenes, we believe, by Catholic organizations and Catholic school boards, and the constitutional reference was put off. Again, we went back to the new government in 2008 when Minister Cravettes took over with the Brad Wall government and approached them about the idea of a constitutional reference. A constitutional reference means that we agree on the constitutional questions, it goes to the Court of Appeal in Saskatchewan, and that decision gives clarity to everybody. Minister Cravettes didn't want to go through with the constitutional reference either, but he asked us to participate in mediation. So we participated in 3 years of mediation with the government, Catholic school boards, the Saskatchewan School Boards Association, and our organization. We were involved from 2008 to 2011. The discussions, finally the mediation was ended by the Catholic boards. So we were forced into the courts. Not what we wanted, but we were forced into the courts. We believe that this is about the future of public education in Saskatchewan. If public boards can't make legitimate decisions without having those decisions reversed by what we believe is inappropriate measures, we believe that that needs to be looked at. Public schools are the only schools with a mandate to serve all students and the only schools that welcome all students to our doors. And we believe that that's really important in a pluralistic society. Catholic schools, by definition, are separate schools, and they have a particular philosophy, and they want students who share that philosophy. That's not the case with us. We take any student that comes to our doors. We believe that that kind of public education in a pluralistic society is really important. That's the ultimate reason that we push forward with the legal process.
Norm Dre, Executive Director of Public Schools of Saskatchewan. Norm, the argument goes that we have a duality of publicly funded systems. You've got the public system, you've got a publicly funded Catholic system, and really, in the instant case, Theodore, the old Good Spirit School Division, all you really did was just lose ratepayers, didn't you? I mean, you've got parents who switched over, they pay their taxes to a Catholic system, you've still got a public school system, you just don't have a school in that town.
Certainly, the resources were not spent the way they should have been spent in that case. There was better programming for those students in neighboring towns. A number of people were pleased with that, although that was difficult to speak to it publicly in a small place like Theodore. But there were programming options that were better. There was an alignment that would have been good for all of those kids, not just the kids from Theodore. And there would have been educational opportunities provided that weren't provided through what happened. So no, it's not just about where those students were going to school. It's about educational opportunities and the best possible educational opportunities. And again, let me be clear. We're in a system where we take any student that comes to our door and welcome any student that comes to our door, because that's what public schools are all about. We have no choice about accepting students, and we like it that way. We want to serve all the students. When you say we have two publicly funded schools, yes, we do have two publicly funded schools systems, and we've never argued that there shouldn't be Catholic schools. In fact, we recognize the place that Catholic schools have in the constitution of our province. They are, when we joined Canada, separate schools, Protestant and Catholic, were part of the Constitution. And if they're in the minority, we have never disputed the right of Catholic schools to exist. What we say is that Catholic schools are there to educate Roman Catholic students of Roman Catholic parents. I think Justice Lay put it very well in our opinion. He said the purpose of the constitutional protection for Catholic schools was to permit minority Catholic to separate from the non-Catholic public school and indoctrinate Catholic children in the tenets of the Catholic faith. The purpose was not to give Saskatchewan a second public school system grounded exclusively in the tenets of the Catholic faith.
You've argued it well, Norm. What do you think the likelihood is that you'll be granted leave by the Supreme Court of Canada?
Well, we think we've got a very good chance of getting heard. First of all, this case has national implications. You mentioned Alberta and Saskatchewan. It's also Ontario. Is in the Constitution of Ontario, there's a constitutional right for Catholic education. So it's three provinces, Canada's largest province, Alberta, plus Saskatchewan. So it has implications across those three provinces. And we've had other interest from other provinces in supporting our case. The Public School Boards of Alberta was an intervener on our behalf at the Court of Appeal level and supported our case prior to that at the trial level. We believe that now we have two different rulings from two courts. We believe that it's important because of the national implications of this. And this, we really believe what I said before, that this is about the future of public education in Saskatchewan. We're in it for the long haul. Yes, you can look at the notwithstanding clause, but that's only a 5-year matter. It has to be renewed every 5 years. And it never has been across Canada. So we look at this as a long-term solution for the future of public schooling in Saskatchewan, where we accept all the students happily and provide excellent programming for those students with no look at what religion they are, what ethnicity they are, and no look at what their philosophy is. We accept everybody, and happily so.
Norm Dre, good having you by. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Norm is the executive director of the Public Schools of Saskatchewan. His narrative on this is exactly the point of view shared in Court of Queen's Bench when Justice Lay in 2017 brought down the decision that it was unconstitutional for the taxpayer to pay Catholic school divisions for non-Catholic students. The Saskatchewan Court of Appeal struck that down a couple of weeks ago. You're going to hear now from the Catholic Schools of Saskatchewan. Tom Portoski is by. He heads up the Catholic School Boards Association. Next on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm John Gormley. So will the case on appeal from the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal, known as the Theodore case, get leave to be heard by the Supreme Court of Canada? That's the hope of the Public Schools of Saskatchewan. We were just chatting with their executive director, Norm Dre. Tom Portoski heads up the Saskatchewan Catholic School Boards Association. We find him in Saskatoon this morning. Tom, your position on this appeal by the public schools, Mr. Dre explained their position. What position do the Catholic schools take?
Well, John, as far as the appeal goes, we're disappointed that the public schools of Saskatchewan are taking this or seeking leave to appeal this case. We had hoped that a unanimous decision of five Superior Court justices, where virtually every ground of appeal was allowed, would have settled this particular case. We find it unfortunate. We're also disappointed that more time, money, and energy is going to have to be spent on this case. We had hoped that we could refocus our time and resources on serving children and families in this province instead of spending it on a court case.
Will there be, and I'm curious just about the way this case is even supported and funded, this has got to be an expensive proposition to keep going, but the argument that the public schools use that if the case stands now, it effectively erodes public schools and their ability to provide pluralistic general education in favor of a Catholic system that is being funded to educate non-Catholic kids. How does that argument square?
Well, John, the education system we have in Saskatchewan right now is an exemplary system of education. It allows choice for parents. What we offer in Catholic schools is a distinctively Catholic, faith-based education for parents and families who wish that kind of education for their children. It's an option. It's, if you like, pluralistic. It thereby gives more opportunities, more choice, more pluralism, if you like, for education in the province.
if the Justice Lay decision had stood, and, you know, let's assume, you know, this gets a hearing in the Supreme Court. Let's assume the Supreme Court, you know, reverted back to the Queen's Bench decision. What does it mean that the province can effectively not support Catholic school divisions or schools that have non-Catholic kids in them? What would that do to your educational system?
Well, John, we're focusing our efforts right now on disputing the leave application itself. We're hoping that we don't end up getting to the Supreme Court of Canada. The government of Saskatchewan has come out, and they're on the record as saying that notwithstanding this decision, they will invoke the notwithstanding clause and ensure that the status quo is maintained with respect to funding for Catholic schools or for the whole funding formula for education in the province of Saskatchewan.
The argument I can hear Catholic school systems and Catholic school parents say has worked since 1905. Are you arguing a good bit of the way our system has been created here in defense?
Well, in a way, yes, John. The system of education we have here is a good, it's an exemplary system of education. It provides choice. It provides opportunity for parents to choose the best education for their children. Parents are the first educators of their children, and they know what is best for their children, and we offer something, a choice for parents to make with respect to the education of their children. So yes, it's a good system, and it's a good system offering choice to parents.
Tom Portoski heads up the Saskatchewan Catholic School Boards Association. How do your school boards, in defense of this, now that, you know, if it keeps going in the litigation, how do you pay for this?
Well, John, for the appeal itself, we did a fundraising campaign, and we raised all of the funds and then some to be able to cover the Court of Appeal case. We spent about $276,000 on the appeal itself. We would probably have to re-engage the fundraising effort because what we're trying to do here is not to have monies diverted from the classroom to be spent in a court case. The resources are precious as they are. To take some of that away for a court case, we think is inappropriate.
Tom, good having you by as always. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, John.
Tom Portoski, Executive Director of the Saskatchewan Catholic School Boards Association. Okay, so you've heard his defense. You've heard Norm Dre from the public schools. You know, it's a complex issue, but it really goes to the root of the old 1905 Saskatchewan Act, along with the 1905 Alberta Act, the two provinces when they came into Confederation. The rule was that minority religious education would be guaranteed and would be paid. In most cases, that minority is Catholic. Although there are in some areas, I remember in Alberta, where the separate school was public because it was in a predominantly Catholic area. But provincial governments have always called it the school choice for parents. You can send your kids to a Catholic school or to a public school, both funded by government. The public school boards say no. You should only pay for the Catholic education school boards for Catholic children. You be the judge. Do we leave it the way it's always been in Saskatchewan, or do you move to what the public schools want? 1-877-332-8255. Join the conversation on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm John Gormley. Good to have you here. Okay, disclose my bias time. I am a product of Catholic schools, a proud product, raised a Roman Catholic. Although I often point out, if you look up lapsed Catholic in the dictionary, there's my smiling face. My kids went to Catholic schools. And, you know, I'm a school choice guy. And this is where, if you're going to have the government funding education for kids, and it is such an important expense, I'm a school choice believer. And this is where a little bit of this Theodore thing at the time, I remember thinking, that's clever. because you had a public school division, Good Spirit School Division, saying, now we're going to shut down your, you know, your school, not enough people, not enough programming. And what do the parents do? They're held hostage. No, they're not. They change their tax base. They say, I'm going to now assign my taxes to a brand new Catholic school board. It was a little cute by half to change Theodore Public School to St. Theodore. And then all of a sudden you got a public system. School choice implies a little tiny bit of competition. And I've always thought that even when I was a kid. I remember thinking I wanted to go to a public school. All my friends went. I went to a Catholic school. But then you'd compare and contrast. And there were some fabulous teachers and programs in the public school. There were fabulous ones in the Catholic schools. So I ended up defaulting there because that's who I was and what I was. But I've always liked the idea that parents ultimately have some choice. Okay, let's get to your texts quickly. There's a ton of calls, too. We're going to get to every one of those. We're talking, you just heard, both sides of the respective debate. The public schools who want to go to the Supreme Court of Canada to strike down the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal decision and restore a decision that says it is unconstitutional to pay a Catholic school division to educate a non-Catholic child. The Catholic system says, you don't need this litigation. This has been the way, this school choice system, since 1905. Leave it the way it is. Shane says, directing property taxes to whichever school division parents want their children to attend. If non-Catholic families direct their taxes to Catholic school divisions, what's the problem? It seems like the public division got its feelings hurt over a school closure that the families didn't want. And they found a way to keep open. This is Jana. It's a simple question. Take the word public out of school and give every school that has children money, including the independent private schools, which currently get nothing. Dave in North Battleford, educating children on a religious belief system is a terrible form of indoctrination. Religious beliefs are primitive, simplistic, archaic, and if they're going to exist, the public shouldn't be funding them. Bob in Moose Jaw, the point Norm Dre expressed that it was inappropriate for parents in Theodore to choose not to send their kids to public school smacks of colonialism. Parents have a responsibility to actively choose the education their kids receive, and public school boards do not have a right to play politics with our children as they do. That's Bob. Darcy in Saskatoon, one thing Norm didn't clarify, even though they accept all students regardless of personal philosophy, they expect kids to conform to public school philosophy, and my daughters had to endure endless lectures over global catastrophe, white privilege, equality and equity of outcome, masquerading on an almost daily basis. The public schools definitely have an agenda. Those are a few of your texts. Now, let's get to the people who take the front row seat around here, the calls. Jason, you're a teacher, and you make a point about one fundamental difference between Catholic systems and public.
Absolutely. I think just a layer of hypocrisy. If you're accepting students who are not a practicing Catholic, why wouldn't you accept who's not a practicing Catholic? And if you are a teacher who's not a practicing Catholic and get hired, they can dismiss you immediately upon finding a Catholic person who will fill that position. So another, just a little bit of another layer to the story.
Yeah, people have often pointed that out, but how do you respond to the argument that even though they take children of any or no denomination, the overarching theme of a Catholic school is still education through the optic or the lens of Catholicism?
And that's another layer, of course, and I have no problem with people choosing to go there. It's just, I think it's hypocritical, a little bit hypocritical to not hire non-Catholic instructors.
1-877-332-8255. Fred in Regina. Public schools in this corner, Catholics in the other. How do you see it?
Well, John, I switched from public school to a Catholic school in grade 9, and it was night and day for me. It just turned my life around. So points for that particular period in my life. But, you know, the public school people are talking fundamentally about money, about getting the money that's going to the Catholic schools back to their coffers. And they're also, as an earlier caller said, not wanting Catholic propaganda spread to non-Catholics. Well, as your earlier caller said, they're not ashamed at all of their ideological training, and that is far more severely encumbering than anything to do with religion.
1-877-332-8255. What say you? Some of our texts, and remember now, the text machine and the phone are the exact same number, 1-877-332-8255. Call and texts. My kids go to Catholic school. I'm not Catholic. There are also a lot of Muslim kids there. Everyone is welcome who are not only Catholics. Colin. Melissa in North Battleford. Interesting. I've been employed at a Catholic high school for 15 years. We have never once turned a student away simply for not being a Catholic. Tim in Saskatoon. What century do we live in? This entire school debate is an embarrassment for modern society. We will look back at this two-system structure, one of them based on religion, as a waste of money and time, hopefully with shame. Tim in Saskatoon. Colin in Mooseman. The minute that Norm used the word indoctrinate in reference to Catholic schools teaching Catholic beliefs, he destroyed every shred of credibility the public schools might have had. As a Christian, I find that extremely offensive. Colin in Mooseman. Kylie texts, this is the same position Jason just took. If separate school boards want to keep their public funding, then they should allow non-Catholic teachers in their system. They say they do, but in reality they don't. Only non-Catholic teachers are allowed in hard-to-place positions like sciences, etc. I don't think the Catholic system can continue to have it both ways. Interesting thoughts. 1-877-332-8255. Let's get you on the radio. So here's the position, and the takeaway position, and the Catholic system, and I don't think we had Tom Fortosky say this, but he said it in other interviews. The province has made it pretty clear. They support the school choice movement, and that's my bottom line on this. Dedicate your taxes to the Catholic system, the public system, send your kids to either system, and that's a way parents ultimately drive the choice paradigm. The province has said it doesn't matter if the Supreme Court of Canada comes out and restores that earlier Queen's Bench decision, which would kill all funding to non-Catholic kids. Saskatchewan is still going to invoke the notwithstanding clause. And then, of course, academics and others go, oh, it's only in effect for 5 years and you've got to pass legislation to reinstate it. And that's never done. Well, I'll tell you what's done every 5 years like clockwork. The only province that never signed on to the Constitution since the early 1980s, when the charter was passed in 1982, one province of Canada renews the notwithstanding clause every 5 years like clockwork to apply to any language laws. Do you know what that province is? Quebec. So Quebec routinely invokes the notwithstanding clause, and I would think if Saskatchewan's going to take a tough position on this, again, I'm not sure the Supreme Court is going to hear this, but if they do, and if they restore that initial decision of the Queen's Bench trial judge, Saskatchewan's going to notwithstanding it anyway. So what do you think? You at the public schools here, the Catholic schools, 1-877-332-8255. Elaine in Spring Valley, how do you weigh in on this debate?
Well, the thing about this and Mr. Dre, I go back quite a ways with Mr. Dre. I do wish our friend Michael Klein from Wood Mountain was still alive. But I challenge lawyers like Tom Shuck or Jeff Stefaniak to call in and talk about this. The religion of public schools is secular humanism. And it is a religion, make no mistake about it. Doesn't have the type of rituals.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's a religion in the sense we define it, but it's a dogma that is adopted with at least as much passion and enthusiasm as any faith is.
Yes.
I think we agree on that.
Just one other point, John, is that the people who always tout that they are for choice, hey, this is about choice, but as soon as your choice and mine are different from theirs, choice goes right out the window, doesn't it?
Callers, more of your thoughts ahead. The public/Catholic schools debate. I'm John Gormley on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I'm John Gormley. So the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal a couple of weeks ago struck down that very controversial Queen's Bench decision that had found it unconstitutional for the government to fund Catholic school divisions where they educate non-Catholic kids. At Court of Appeal, first of all, on a lot of the grounds of appeal, like was there even a charter or a constitutional application here, court did an analysis and said no. This is not a case of equality rights under the charter. But the Court of Appeal upheld the old tradition we've had here since 1905 of school choice for parents. Now the public schools want to go to the Supreme Court of Canada. From the great town of Rabbit Lake, Sean texts, the public system has no religious education except native spirituality. The Catholic system offers religious values that cover multi-religious beliefs. Essentially, banning the funding of non-Catholics in a Catholic school is shameful, it's greedy by the public systems, and possibly just spearheaded by atheists. Who knows? Sean in Rabbit Lake. Let's get you on the radio now, 1-877-332-8255. Tim in Regina, how do you weigh in on this debate?
Hey, John. I went to a Catholic school growing up. I'm from Ontario originally. I found they have a class there. It's actually world religions. I don't know of anybody in a public school that actually had a class on world religions that was mandatory. So that's one point, I think, for the Catholic school board. Diversity of thought, which I think secularism nowadays tends to shoot down. And what they do is, because they can't argue, they just try to silence other people's voices. But
that's a good point. There is not a lot of diversity of thought in public schools. But what's your other point, Tim?
I guess my other point is we're all taxpayers, John, and we all want what's best for our kids. And even you see nowadays with Christian schools like RCS, they are partially funded by the attendees, their children, right? I think it's about $2,000 a year per child. And people are willing to pay that because education is really important. Now, if you're going to try and abolish private schools or even Catholic schools, you know, I don't think anybody has the interest of the child in mind better than the parent. And I don't think it's...
No, and you argue it very well. And that is, again, historically what we call school choice in this province. And I think it advances the agenda, and it's the most important agenda of anything, the parent wanting the best for their child. And it advances some bit of competition. Bud in North Battleford, how do you see this debate between the Catholic and the public system, sir?
I just wanted to say the fact is many Christian parents... We're not Catholic, still want their children to get a faith-based education. And they like the idea of the fact that there's prayer in the school and the whole visibility of Christ, and that's important to them. Those parents...
Hit the wrong button. So those parents, sorry, Bud, I lost just your last sentence there. Those parents?
Those parents that only want to come to Catholic schools, I would not accept if their reasoning to attend our school was, well, we live across the street. All parents are questioned as to why they want their children in our schools. And that revolves around the fact is that they are believers in prayer and believers in the work of Jesus.
Yeah, or even in, and a lot of Catholic schools have encountered this, you've got families who might be evangelical Christians. You've even got families of other great world faiths, kids who are raised in a Hindu or a Muslim family. I don't know if a lot of Jewish kids typically go to separate schools. But I know with a lot of people who have a faith base to their life, there's often that sense that at least in a Catholic school, there's an acknowledgement of the role of faith. Public schools have taken, as Sean in Rabbit Lake points out, if it isn't native spirituality, which is actually embraced wholly and fully in public systems as part of reconciliation, though it is a religious grounding, no other religion is countenanced in public schools. Now, I would disagree with, I think it was Tim earlier, I'm sure that in some public schools there might be something along the line of, you know, a comparative religion, sort of this is how, you know, tenets of this faith or that faith. I would think that's got to show up somewhere in a public school history. Alex in Saskatoon texts, it'll always be easier to operate a school where the children are than to increase the costs by having to bus them to a remote or central location based on region and class teacher ratio. Although I have no children and I'm not a Catholic, I direct my property tax portion of education to the Catholic system because of certain aspects of the morning practice that public schools decided to do away with. And Jim says, parents make choices for their kids in every aspect of life, including some dangerous choices, but the public system doesn't want to allow them to choose where they send their kids to school? Makes no sense to me. Callers, hang on. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.